Give honor to my family. My wife and my children are here tonight. My mother and father, grandmother and grandpa, and see some brothers. Glad you're here. I love you very much. Give honor to my bishop and pastor and this executive council. Each one of these men have and are playing a very unique part in my life, and I give them honor. There are also two very special elders that are here tonight, and while there are many, there are two that I would like to mention. It's so good to see Brother Howard here tonight and Brother Wayne McClain. And I give both these men honor. Thank God for you. All of the ministry, all the pastors, youth council, and many, many friends. And love you very dearly. Praise God. Let's get into the word of the Lord. How about it? 127th Psalm. I can't say exactly that this would have been my choice, but I've learned very quickly that it's just easier to be obedient to the Lord. So thankful for the preaching we've heard this week. My God. Praise God. And I feel like every service has built on another, linked, knitted together. And I pray that we can continue that tonight. 127th Psalm. Verse number one, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Notice verse number four. As arrows, how many was paying attention last night? Praise God. Thank you, Brother Tiller. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children. Somebody say children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed. Speaking of the children, speaking of the babies. The babies shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. They shall speak with the enemies in the gate. The Living Bible says, children born to a young man are like sharp arrows to defend him. That man shall have help when he's contending with his enemies in the gate. The word speak there in verse number five is not a passive word in any sense. It's an aggressive word. It literally means to destroy or subdue. But they shall destroy, speaking of the children, the babies, they shall destroy or subdue the enemies in the gate. Matthew chapter 16, one very familiar verse there in the 16th chapter of Matthew, verse number 18. If you're there, shout amen. You guys are quiet, you're making me nervous. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not